This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I don't mind it. When it comes to covers, I don't mind it.
That's a good one.
The original's way better, though, Shime.
The original's good, but it's a little less energy filled. Yeah, that's why I played this one.
It's kind of emo.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a day to remember.
So, yeah. A little emo. Very interesting text with regard to the Herald article on the dysfunction of the New England Patriots this past season, which I will get to in a moment. Different perspective. But this is Frank from New Hampshire. Frank.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the call.
Frank, did you go to the New Hampshire Roadshow last year?
No, I'm on the hook for this year coming up.
I'm thinking of last year we were in Keene. I think we were in Keene and we were in, like, where was the other one? Claremont or wherever the YMCA
place.
It
began with an L.
I'm thinking, you know what I like in New Hampshire?
I don't know.
It began with an L. I like the
this show begins with an L. Losers.
I like Portsmouth as a potential road show.
Oh, I love that.
Do you like that?
I love Portsmouth.
I'll go to all your New Hampshire shows next year. I'm going to go to all of them.
Okay. All right. What are you calling about?
I'm calling to talk about, I don't know if this is an old saying or not, but everyone's got a boss. And I think the new phrase should be, everyone has bosses who you're responsible to. Belichick failed. They were terrible last year, and I think it's because of him. So when you're responsible to a person or a group of people and you fail, you're going to hear it from them. And like Chris said, right, if these were anonymous sources but no one's debunking them, then yeah, they were probably true, and I'm guessing they were. So,
yeah,
you know, you get what you deserve, and I think, you know, they've made appropriate responses to what they did last year, and I'm looking forward to the new product this coming year. So yeah, that's where I stand.
And right, to be candid, Greg, this is how Belichick's teams have been in the absence of a Hall of Fame quarterback. If you want to use one word to describe his tenure in Cleveland, it would be dysfunctional. Mm.
But Wiggy said,
but that's not true, though.
It's not just the absence of Tom Brady.
Right.
It's the absence of leaders in general that you used to have on that team. Like what Wiggy brought up, Willie McGinnis.
Right.
Teddy Bruschi.
Right.
You know, Mike Vrabel. You name the player.
Right. But even though, Greg, it goes, because Curtis, what he just said, is not 100% true. Because in 2020, there were never no issues about dysfunction going on, even though the season wasn't very good. I think one of the things we talked about is how much they rallied, and I think we were talking about the Jets game, the last game of the year. There was no chance of making the playoffs, mm-hmm, and the emotions and the energy of the team. It just looked
the
like
Cam effect.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't want to put it on him, but
I wouldn't call that team functional.
But there was no dysfunction.
They lost 38-9.
But there was
December.
No reports coming out,
right,
of the locker room.
That's
there was
all
no,
I'm saying.
But
there
here's
was
the
no
situation. You remember when like a great coach leaves a program, right? And they go to Notre Dame and they, mm-hmm, leave a school. That school still wins, just like the 90s Cowboys won a Super Bowl with Barry Switzer after Jimmy Johnson had built the wagon. They won another Super Bowl, but then there was a steady decline, because there's enough people there that know how to win to keep it afloat, but eventually, without the person that created it, it dissipates. That's what is going on here.
Let me ask you about this. 617 text during the break on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. There's nothing that shows where we are as a society more than this Herald article. All millennials do is whine about how bad their work culture is.
Yeah, that's so true.
Holy smokes.
That's true.
So is this article more a function of, is it a symptom of a certain age of people who, rather than bear down and go to work, regardless of what the, you know, the surroundings are like or the culture is it more that than it is a dysfunction with the New England Patriots?
As a millennial, and I don't know how Shyam feels about this, I think that we all saw the generations before us complain. Once we became adults, we said, well, I don't want to live that life, so I'm going to change the way that I go about work and whatever. That's good and bad, and I think right now we're seeing the bad of it. I agree that millennials, I'm a millennial, we all complain constantly about
everybody complains. This isn't a new, like, this is the
right.
But we're actually doing something about it.
But everybody on the New England Patriots didn't complain publicly. That's Wiggy's point.
Yeah, and I think that's because, and we were young. Mm-hmm. We were 20-somethings. The difference is, I think it's more about how society has given everybody this. Well, if you feel a certain way, then you should bring it up and you should tell everybody. And that's the, you know, that is more about society. It's not about the age. We had guys in that locker room. You can't police the locker room like you used to when we played. Well, because if you do, somebody's going to go to HR. Uh-huh. And they're complaining. You can't even haze guys anymore. And I'm not talking like
you can't even haze guys. No, that's
shucks.
A shirt.
No.
You can't even haze guys
shucks.
Anymore.
But I'm not talking about crazy hazing. I'm talking about like,
what do you mean?
I'm talking about like taping a guy up to a goalpost and dumping water on him. You can't even do that no more.
Yeah,
I'm talking about shaving an eyebrow or shaving a guy's head. Like, I'm not talking about like.
No, you can't do that anymore.
But that's my point. We are so soft that you can't even tape a guy up and throw him in the cold tub.
Yeah.
So now,
I will not rest until we can haze again.
Oh, sorry. Right again. Lebanon. That's where we went. New Hampshire.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, Lebanon. It did start with an L, yes.
Millennial needs to
and so that's the problem.
But like in the Twitch chat, Cleo182024 says, Wiggy, your generation had respect for their elders and their supervisors.
Yeah, we did have respect, and there was a little bit of fear in there, and I think a lot of it is because, and when we even had Ty on, we talked about it. We had guys that would police that locker room. So if there was a little fisticuffs that took place in the locker room, hey, guess what? We handled it like that.
Okay, that's a little revisionist history, considering Ty Law said that Bill Belichick lies to feed his family.
Right, but that was about the money situation.
Okay,
but he never let that stuff leak out.
He told Michael Smith of the Boston Globe.
Yeah, but that was after the fact, Curtis.
No, it was when he was still here. He came back after.
But that he made a point to say, here's how I feel. I got no issues with that. If Mac Jones comes out and goes to a reporter, here's how I feel, then that's one thing. But that's about money, right? Ty Law never came out and go, oh, we do.
I respect Bill, but he effed us.
Yeah, and I don't like what we're doing. I don't like the defense that Romeo's calling.
Well,
yeah.
Kendrick Bourne, you agree, Wiggy, these contracts are year to year, with the exception of the quarterback guaranteed dollars.
Yeah.
If Kendrick Bourne isn't playing, well, that's about money. He's complaining because he wants to be on the field, because if you're on the field, you can catch passes and make
money. No, but he's not complaining about money because he got money. He's complaining about the role that he has.
Right.
I think it's interesting to talk about whether this article came about because of the massive dysfunction that there was, or because we live in a period of time in which people express themselves publicly about how horrible their work conditions are.
And it's the latter. And that's why my lead a couple days ago was, can Bill no longer coach these guys? Because when you look, and I brought up,
because he's not the happy, feel good kind of Sean McDermott kind of guy.
Yeah, he's not the guy that's rocking like Nick Sirianni, who's rocking the Dreamcatcher gold chain after the game,
yeah,
or rocking this T-shirt. And it's like, okay, he can kind of relate to how we're living and how we're feeling.
Yeah. All right. Well, interesting.
Did you wear the white T-shirt, Greg, to be viewed as more relatable by the staff?
I tried to, yeah.
It worked.
I still have that white T-shirt.
It needs to come back.
I feel like that should be a giveaway item at some point.
I mean,
maybe next year for 12 days of Twitchmas.
We should hang it up and throw mashed potatoes on it.
Does it have stains under the armpits? That's the worst when it comes to white T-shirts.
I don't know if you know it. I sweat a lot.
Yeah. Those glands are working.
I'm a sweater. All right. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports in just about 7 or 8 minutes. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Do you guys want the good news or the bad news first?
Always bad news first.
All right, bad news. Yes, both teams took an L last night. The Celtics led by as much as 15 in the game, then trailed by 13 in the fourth quarter. They came back. They got the thing to overtime. Final score was 120 to 117. Jason Tatum had 35 points and 14 rebounds. He was pretty good last night. Jaylen Brown, unfortunately, had 22 points, but lacked when it came to efficiency, shooting just 8 of 22 from the field. He also missed 2 free throws with 7.6 seconds left in OT. That would have given the Seas the lead. Joe Mazzulla was asked about his message to Jaylen after the game.
But Jaylen is a guy who can kind of get down on himself, particularly after missing the free throws. Is that, do you have a conversation with him?
I love you, Jaylen.
Anything more than that and anything going forward?
I love you, Jaylen, and I believe in you.
So the Seas dropped 3 in 4 days. Okay. They're off tonight. They take on the Lakers tomorrow at home. The Bruins also an L in Florida. 3-2 was the final to snap the Bees' 6-game win streak. The game-winning goal for Tampa came from a face-off loss for Krejci. Now, a lot of people questioning whether there was a face-off violation there. Here's what Krejci had to say about that after the loss.
Krejci, did Stamkos' stick go on your stick during that face-off?
I didn't see the replay, but I felt like he went straight for my stick before the, you know, the puck touched the ice. You know, not allowed to do that. I got kicked out for that many times, but I don't want to accuse the ref because that's how I felt, but I haven't seen it yet.
Didn't want to accuse the ref, didn't want to get fined. But the good news, I saw Dan Roach was the first on this. He took to Twitter last night to say, I believe this is the first time in the 2022-23 season that the Bruins and Celtics have lost on the same night. It's January 26th. Now, even crazier when you look into it, they haven't lost on the same night since January 6th, 2022. So that is the good news out of it all. And to football, Christian McCaffrey missed a back-to-back practice yesterday with a bruised calf. He did talk to media, and when asked if there was any chance he would miss the game on Sunday, he simply said zero. The Jets have hired Nathaniel Hackett as their new offensive coordinator, replacing Mike LaFleur. And reminder, Hackett developed a good relationship with one Aaron Rodgers while serving as Green Bay's coordinator from 2019 to 2021.
Does this mean Jordan Love will be the Jets quarterback in 20 years?
I mean, you could look into that, but Aaron Rodgers did not follow him to Denver. So,
well, yeah, that's I think because the Packers weren't going to trade him.
Yeah,
to
there were like rumors about it.
The Broncos wanted him, but I don't think the Packers were willing to trade him at that time, coming off of, you know, back to back MVPs, and so they were instead went out and got Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
we have some audio with regard to that situation coming up during They Said It, the Jets quarterback situation. Were you able to find that, Chime? We going to do that during They Said It or no? Chime?
I believe so. Okay. I don't think I'm on the same page as you at this moment, so I don't want to confirm or deny.
Okay.
Well, while they're whispering, a reminder that the NFC and AFC championship games are this weekend on Sunday. We will have both of those matchups right here on WEEI. So listen on 93.7 or on the Odyssey app for free. We're going to hammer the Chime at 9:30 this morning with Nick Costos.
Yes, we are.
And by the way, at some point today, Wiggy, and maybe I can get it for They Said It if we want it, but Boomer Esiason has been destroying Lamar Jackson.
Wow.
Every day. He says receivers don't want to play with him.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. He's been all over this. I was listening to them yesterday while I was walking
around. He's got some intel or something.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I mean, Boomer's plugged in.
Boomer says.
He is plugged in.
You know how it goes with Boomer says and Dante says.
No, Boomer's plugged in. So if he's saying here and receivers don't want to play with him, I wonder why.
Okay.
Quickly before we go, just sad news. Longtime voice of the NCAA tournament, Billy Packer, died last night. He was 82.
Oh, 82.
82.
Oh, yeah, that's a long life.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's never long enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right.
Go outside and play in a brand new all-wheel drive 2023 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Curtis, you know what? You know what quote I'm very fond of?
Oh, Jane?
I'd like to share this with you because you're a new father.
Oh, yes, I am.
I love this quote. Every person has two lives, and the second one begins when you realize that you only have one.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. So let me just share that with you right now. The weather, Curtis.
I got to tell you, everybody says to me, savor these days because you'll miss it when it's quiet. I'm doing my best, but I would love quiet. It sounds lovely. 30 degrees outside, afternoon high of 40.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
They said it is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And where do we start this morning, Chime?
Well, Gregory, this morning we start with former NFL receiver Tim Brown, who was on the Oakland Raiders back when they were still in Oakland. He was on with Maggie and Perloff, and he talked about why he wouldn't want Tom Brady on the Raiders.
He wouldn't want
he
Tom Brady.
He would not want Tom Brady on the Raiders. Here's what Tim Brown had to say.
I don't think Tom Brady should be in the plans at all. I think Tom is starting to show that he's 45, 46 years old. You know what I mean? I think his inability to move. I mean, when you look at the quarterbacks in the league today, you have very, very few who are pocket quarterbacks. I mean, Joe Burrow is probably the closest thing you get. But God knows when it's time to run, he can get out the pocket and make it happen. You know, Tom Brady is never going to do that. Yeah, Tom just won all these Super Bowls, this and that. But I just think the league is going to the point where you have to have a quarterback that's able to move around and get some things done with his feet.
Yeah, Tom Brady won all these Super Bowls, this and that, but I wouldn't want him.
That's just hate from the snow game. Let's be honest.
Is that what it is?
Right, it's Tim Brown. Let's be honest. That's all that is.
Another moron from Notre Dame.
That's just hate from the snow game.
I mean, you'd want Tom Brady on your team.
Hell
I mean, you'd want Tom Brady here.
Hell yeah. I told you. And I was having a conversation with somebody last night about this, you know, quarterbacks. I said, if you're telling me I could have Tom Brady for the next 2 or 3 years and he's going to give me an 85% chance of getting to a Super Bowl versus I can have Tua or Mac Jones for the next 10 to 12 years, but they're only going to give me a 30% chance of getting to the Super Bowl, I would be a moron not to go with Brady. Mm-hmm.
And have somebody behind Brady that can learn from him, get ready to take over once he's gone. You worry about that then.
You think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ownership cares that they might have? It might take them a while to rebuild things back up?
Because they won one, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
Same with the Rams. Yeah. They're one of the worst teams in the league this year, but they won a Super Bowl last year. That's all that matters.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shine?
Next we go to famous talking head Colin Cowherd, who is comparing the Patriots dysfunction to none other than the Chicago Bears. Here's what Coward had to say.
The best offensive line coach, Dante Scarnecchia, leaves. Then Brady does. Memo to business people. Pay your top people to stay. This was the best run, smartest, most efficient, and leanest operation in the entire sport. Just say this out loud. Leaks in the building. It's like Trump's White House. We get a leak every week. Kids on the staff. Can't draft offense. spend poorly in free agency. They have gone from the best organization to the Bears. They're dysfunctional.
I don't think it's quite that bad.
Yeah, and he's talk about a flip-flopper. I mean, it was last year when Mac Jones was performing well, and he was like, great draft pick by Bill Belichick to get Mac Jones there. Low-hanging fruit. Like, anytime you go to Bill's kids, one is a safeties coach that nobody even knows, mm-hmm. Brian. Like, you wouldn't even know him unless you really dig deep or you were around there. And the other one, Stephen Belichick, who's the play caller for a defense that we all agree is a really good defense. It's such low-hanging fruit when people go, his kid's on the staff.
Well, Curtis is right there.
Well, I mean, Curtis does it for other reasons. There was issues at Rivers that we don't really know about.
Curtis wasn't even in high school with either of them, but that's okay.
Curtis is not telling us about.
Oh, I see.
Did he put Curtis in a locker?
He might have.
Oh, gave him a real wet willy.
Did he might have gave him a wedgie.
Did he tape him to a goalpost?
You could do that back then. Nowadays, forget to tape to a goalpost.
He was going to take me out, but he botched the game plan.
It is true, though. I mean, I you have never, in his entire tenure here, heard a Bill Belichick team talk the way they did to the Herald.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen it, and it's startling.
And what a gift for Karen and Andrew too. They probably thought they got one guy that said, "All right, I'll talk off record," and then the more that just keep coming and coming.
Yeah.
That is
they got no Debo.
Can we just go back to yesterday, mm-hmm. and you're still firmly convinced that Mac Jones is the number one source on that?
Yeah, I think he's a definite source. You don't believe
it? The more I think about it too, because during training camp, all we heard from media that were there, whether mm-hmm. it was Kyrie or Tommy Curran, Phil Perry, everybody was saying Mac looks frustrated.
Right.
This looks disjointed.
Well, no,
it
he
seems
was
like
frustrated.
I know
they were not installing any kind of offensive plays as the
correct. But I'm talking. Going
as
back
training
in,
camp moved along, he mm-hmm. was very frustrated, as were others, yes.
I'm saying go back in time to that time period, and everybody was saying, oh, they're lying, they're blowing this out of proportion, blah, blah, blah. To now have this article come out and have everybody that poo-pooed it back then be able to say, oh, Mac was frustrated,
so
here's why.
Greg is so fake.
Okay, oh, tell us.
Because he all he does is say how Mac has the right to be frustrated and how they did him dirty, which I agree with.
Agreed.
But yet, when you go, do you think Mac was the source? No, Mac was no source.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he was. I don't know.
No.
He has no problem like doing it in games and clearly showing up his coaches. Why would he not talk to a reporter?
He wants to win football games.
That's not the point. The point is
why can you not get that through your head?
That's not the point, Greg. Right. Yes, sure, I would be frustrated too, but like it's the exact, that response right there is exactly why he would also talk to reporters about what's going on.
The fact that you believe Mac Hat was not a source is maddening mm-hmm. to me.
Oh, I think he was a source. I don't think he was the number one source. Yesterday, you were sitting here saying, oh, this is all Mac. This has Mac written all over it.
If Mac is a source, he is the number one source. He's the quarterback of the team.
I truly believe this, and I'm not just trying to curry favor with Greg or anybody, but Mac doesn't need to be the source. He's shown us how he feels. We saw that the players endorsed his behavior by liking and commenting on his only social media post since the conclusion of the season.
Right,
if you
Curtis,
read that story mm-hmm. and you don't feel in some way sorry for what Mac Jones endured this year, then you're not a human.
Right, but Curtis, that's not the question. The question is Mac Jones a source? Do you believe?
I believe that Bill Belichick, Mac Jones, Robert Kraft either were sources or had close confidants speak on their behalf to the Herald anonymously. Right. I believe everybody within the organization had a say in this because if you're Robert Kraft, and they come to your door and they say, this is what's being said. Did you see any of this? You want to do something to reshape the narrative in your favor.
My point purely is, there's no, in my mind, you cannot evaluate this season when it comes to Mac Jones in any way, shape, or form in a fair way based on everything we now know was going on that he was going through down there.
If that's the case, then just going forward, take the same energy to other quarterbacks who are in bad situations.
Okay.
Because this is not the first time, and it won't be the last time, that a quarterback has been in a bad situation. So that's all I'm asking. If you're going to do that, just carry it consistently throughout.
Yeah.
Because you can't have it one way and then ignore it the next time.
And you can't be fraudulent. We don't tolerate fraudulence.
No, we don't.
fraudulent waffles here.
No fugazis here.
He went from fraudulent to fake with regard to me earlier.
Oh, and moron.
And he called me a moron at the start of the show.
And a morette.
Yeah. And called you a morette.
I don't even know what that is.
All right, what's next?
It's a female moron.
There we go. So lastly, we have, as you teased, well done by you, by the way, Robert Saleh talking about meeting with Nathaniel Hackett, him becoming the new offensive coordinator, and how they're approaching a veteran quarterback. Here's what Saleh had to say.
The quarterback position, obviously, with all the different interviews, was the number one concern, and rightfully so. And it was simple. We're committed to finding a veteran. We didn't get into names. I doubt that he's even studied. He hasn't studied those guys yet, which he's going to start next week. But we didn't get into specifics on names. But it was talked about that we do plan on bringing a veteran quarterback if we can. We do want to continue working with Zach and continue to develop him.
Yeah, there wasn't names talked about because there was one name, and one name only, guy who's already spoken about Zach Wilson recently himself.
Well, I think the other name that he went on to say that they asked him about, does it matter if that veteran has had, I'm paraphrasing, but postseason success, and he said like essentially that wasn't the most important thing. And so, I don't know, I think Jimmy Garoppolo might be in the discussion there also.
Yeah, he's a good one.
I guess. I think if you're leaning towards postseason success, I think you would even think Derek Carr would be higher up, because he specifically has had no postseason success, whereas Jimmy has at least been in a Super Bowl.
He was one overthrow away from winning a Super Bowl, Jimmy Garoppolo.
I have a question. More durable athlete, Jimmy G or Chris Sale?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'll go Jimmy G.
I mean, I feel like they're leaning toward Aaron Rodgers. I feel like he's going to be in the division.
100%.
Right. And Bill is not apparently in on anything other than Mac Jones, as far as you can tell. There's not even a whisper Patriots being in on any veteran quarterbacks.
And we can't even say Bill's in on Mac Jones, because he was asked about Mac Jones and he was non-committal towards him, right? So it'd be one thing if he would go, you know, we're looking forward to working. You know what's going to be really interesting, and I don't know when Billy O'Brien will speak, you know, once he is, you know, the officially the OC and he's here, when he speaks and the first person that says, hey, what's the plan for Mac Jones next year? Is he going into the season as your starting quarterback? That'd be real interesting to see what he says.
You can't underestimate, I think, that if the Jets get a reasonable quarterback, that's going to be an issue for you. You said yesterday that's a good defense.
Yes, and they got a good, and they got talented players on offense. And don't sleep on the Dolphins. Like, we're talking about the Jets right now because their coach is, you know, basically speaking about some stuff. Don't sleep on the Dolphins and them making a move as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is They Said It. Thank you, Shime. And time for this.
It's time for...
Morning.
I think you got blocked.
You see it?
The news.
You got a block from Sophie? What did you do?
No way.
With your host...
I can't believe this.
Courtney Cox.
Oh, God.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 4 locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
You are outside the circle of trust.
On WEEI.
No shock here. Another issue when it comes to the MBTA. Firefighters had to evacuate dozens of folks from a disabled Green Line trolley at Copley Station last night.
Was this one of the new ones?
It seems like it was.
Just started on fire randomly?
There was some issue with the system that forced a bunch of the trolleys to be evacuated while they were in the tunnels. It seemed like
that's
a backup.
That's not terrifying at all if you're on the T.
Oh, imagine walking out through the tunnels. Shuttle buses have been used to replace the service between Kenmore and Government Center. Here's Boston Fire Deputy Chief James Green.
We needed to move the people out through the tunnel, which can be hazardous. It's dark, you know, it's trip hazard. So we have the manpower. So we had companies, firefighters go down and just help them out of the tunnels.
Oh, the rats.
The ghetto rats,
too?
Man. Them
gross.
Things are like dogs down there.
Yeah. That does not sound fun. And MassDOT officials are warning that the Sumner Tunnel repairs are expected to be extra noisy this weekend. They'll be demolishing the ceiling on the tunnel's East Boston side. So they're saying the folks in the neighborhood near that side should expect vibration and loud noises.
By the way, it starts at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Can the tired people of East Boston sleep until like 10? Could they start at 10 a.m. on a Saturday?
I would ask a friend to sleep over in a different part of the city.
Oh, I have a bed. Not for you, but if anybody's looking for a bed.
Yeah, that was very nice of you.
You know what I was thinking, Greg, as I was reading this story?
Yes.
If only there was a 2.5-year period where nobody was using the roads. That we could have done these things.
Yes. I wonder if there was, Curtis. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be very uncommon, but maybe if there was like a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic where
so
nobody
basically,
was driving.
Basically, Julia Hill lives in East Boston, my lovely daughter. So she's going to, her apartment is going to be vibrating tomorrow morning starting at 7 a.m.?
It seems that way.
Okay.
We can hear from one resident, Justin Kissel.
The tunnel runs literally underneath our building, so it might even like shake the building. It's one of those things that I wish I had more fair warning, more information on, I guess. Yeah, no, it's gonna be annoying to wake up to.
Anybody remember Surfside, the horrible collapse of the apartment complex on South Beach in Miami?
Yeah.
What about the foundation of these buildings that are far older that are being vibrated?
I know. I hope they've thought about it.
Oh, yep. I'm sure they have.
Yeah, I hope you don't live on Meridian Street or Paris Street in that area.
Well, folks.
There's Captain City. He's the only guy who knows anything about the city.
Well, your daughter lives in East Boston, but you never get out there.
Well, I go to East Boston all the time.
He loves the tall ships.
I love Reno's.
Tall ships.
I love Reno's.
Oh, do you?
Greatest of time.
You love Reno's. Oh, Reno's. Is that the same diner that was on Diner Dives and Drives Me? Whatever it is that everybody goes to. Oh, I love Reno's.
What are you talking about?
That, like I said, you love Reno's in the tall ship.
I went to Reno's long before it was on the Triple D with Guy Fieri.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Reno's has arguably the single best appetizer in the history of the space in their eggplant parm. Pesto eggplant appetizer. It is to die for.
Wow.
Well, you need to get to Mario's.
I did not go because of Triple D. I read a wonderful review in Zagat.
Right.
My good friend Guy told me about it before he went.
Yeah, I knew. I knew Anthony long before him and Guy. Tony, you know him. I call him Tony.
I call him Reno. Actually,
I call him.
You would have knew the neighborhood.
I call him
you
Reno.
You disappeared from the neighborhood years ago when you big timed him.
I love the Rollatini. It's boss.
You know what we should do? Never mind. I like the A Day in the Life that Jackson started on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. I like that. I enjoyed watching Courtney's Day in Her Life yesterday. But we should also do a city tour hosted by Jay Wiggs.
Oh.
Because he's Mr. City.
Well, no, we could do one with Greg Hill, but we won't get out of Seaport Lincoln Local. What's the other place?
I like to go to places that I can walk to. So I
think
I don't
it's David's or Dobby's.
I'm trying not to destroy the environment.
You cannot walk to Lincoln from where you live.
Yes, he could.
No, he can't.
He does not walk.
Greg says he gets over 10,000 steps a day.
No, he does not. And Curtis, you're the Southie guy. It's Lincoln Local, whatever's
Hunters,
on Broadway.
Yep.
There's no way he's walking from the Seaport to those places.
No shot.
No.
He takes an Uber to Ocean Prime.
Right. Stop.
I heard he's on the blue bike train.
Yeah, okay.
I walk right across the street to White Lotus or to the Peninsula and go to Woods Hill or Nautilus. I walk my way around the Seaport.
Yeah.
That's the way I do it.
You have one of those electric scooters that never can work for you.
Those people also need to be held accountable to the rules of the roadway, the people on the electric scooters.
Thank you. Thank
do you agree?
Yeah. Don't we not have like the public ones though? We don't have Bird or stuff in the Seaport.
No, but
people own them.
You have these hardos who are scootering their way down the sidewalk where people are walking.
Right.
They're nearly running you over.
But
shouldn't
they
be in the bike lanes?
Atlanta, it's everywhere because people use them like a blue bike. You get a Bird.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed yesterday. You lunched with an off-menu item at Davio's.
Yes.
And then dinnered with an off-menu item at Abe and Louie.
Yes, I did.
Santo had dinner in the Seaport last night, and I asked. I'm like, you run into Greg? He said, no, he wasn't around.
I was at Abe and Louie's for dinner last night.
So he got out.
I got off-menu Clams Casino. not on the menu anymore, but you can order it off menu should you choose.
What do you say, encore?
And then I had off menu chicken Milanese at Davio's for Yum. Lunch. Mm. I like chicken Milanese because it has a salad on it. I don't even eat the chicken right. part.
Oh, and Abe and Louis, that's on what, Boylston Street?
Can yes. I get a chicken Milanese, hold the arugula?
Must add withdrawals. Yeah. He sweats that he's leaving the seaport.
Coming up at 8:30, Jack Edwards with a review of what I ate last night. but we'll get to the rest of the news coming up next. Coming up at 9:30, we will hammer Lasheim on this weekend's games with Nick Kostos and Scheim.
Can we just get a emergency douche ruling? On something that just happened before we get back to the news.
An emergency douche move ruling?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And now, another episode of Douche Move.
Ha! What a douche.
I mean, I feel dumb even asking this question because it so clearly is, but I'll just offer it out there for the audience. Ordering off menu at dinner.
Not a douche move.
It's a hardo move.
I'm with you on that. It's not a douche move.
It's not a douche. Yeah. If you go to a place and you support them,
yeah.
and you happen to know things that are on the menu that used to be on the menu that they can still make,
uh-huh.
not nice try, Curtis.
I'm with you on that one.
Not a douche move.
It's like, a hardo move, though. It's showing everybody, like, I'm a regular.
I just like Clams Casino.
You probably also say, oh, tell Chef Ken in the back I say hello, that Greg's here.
No. Actually, the chef, the executive chef at Abe and Louis came out to see me last night. I said, hey.
Okay, that's a douche move.
Do you mind throwing a little Clams Casino under the broiler?
I think it's... Aren't you a restaurant?
Huh?
Aren't you a restaurant?
What do you mean, am I a restaurant?
Like, when people go ordering off the menu is a douche move. No, that's a restaurant. So I go, well, make me spaghetti and meatballs, and you got spaghetti and you got meatballs back there, why can't you make it?
And you know who gets to deal with the ramifications of your douchiness, Greg? It's the server who has to go tell the guy over in the table behind you who wants to order what you had but doesn't know what it is, and then he has to deal with all the complaints because they don't know Louie or Abe.
I'm guessing that the chef probably likes to be challenged.
He's not on Chopped, Greg.
Wait, by the way, Greg, didn't we do a show a while ago where you were bemoaning people who have all these alterations to things on a menu?
Yeah.
So
that's not an alteration.
Of course it is. It's creating a dish.
But it used to be on the menu.
I'm with you.
They probably like the social media post too.
I'm sure they liked that. Yeah.
Like
that.
Yep. I can't wait to go to a restaurant and order something that I can't have.
It's like I went to White Lotus and we were in the dining area and I said, can you bring the bar menu? My kids want burgers.
Yeah.
And they say,
fine,
no problem.
That's fine.
Or if I say, you know what,
Did you say, I have this, did you hold a 20 in your hand, and I have this 20 right here, might end up in your hands.
Well, I always give good tips.
Don't be worried, that's Abe Lincoln.
All right, let's get back to the news.
All right, we're going to go to Florida.
Okay.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Peaches Sturgo is a 36-year-old woman from Champions Gate, Florida, near Orlando.
All right.
She's accused of defrauding an 87-year-old Holocaust survivor out of $2.8 million of his life savings.
Oh, the poor guy.
In a romance scam that lasted years.
Wait, so he's 87. How old is Peaches?
36. We have a photo of her for Twitch, I believe, Ethan.
Yep. Okay. All right. If you're watching the show on Twitch, and you should be, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. You can take a look at Peaches.
This is like the Tinder swindler all over again, if you ever watched that on Hulu or Netflix. She was arrested on Wednesday, charged with one count of wire fraud.
Is Ethan asleep?
He has
Does he sleep during the show? Okay. Oh, there she is. Oh, there's Peaches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see Peaches.
Okay.
There's Peaches for everybody. Peaches met
this poor guy.
Online.
And then stole $2.8 million from him.
Yes. She faked being a lawyer, being bank employees, these emails that basically
were they dating?
Contract. Yeah, online dating. She said that she needed money to pay for lawyers. She was going to pay him back.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately, she used that money to buy a home in a gated community, condominium, a boat, numerous cars, including a Corvette. Prosecutors also said that she used the money to travel, buy gold and silver bars, jewelry, and designer clothes.
Jesus. What a horrible person.
Horrible.
And they never got nothing out of the deal.
They should throw the book at her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Terrible.
All right.
A new study has been released about the top 20 dream jobs worldwide.
Oh, right. Is influencer number one?
Well, something similar cracks the top five.
Okay.
They looked at the top online searches people do to figure out how do I get this job. Mm-hmm. So coming in at number five is entrepreneur.
Okay.
Number four, YouTuber.
Is that a job?
Yeah.
People want to start their own business. Entrepreneur. Yeah. Number four is what?
Is a YouTuber, so an influencer.
Okay.
Number three, dancer.
Like
stripper?
All they said is dancer.
Or just dancer. Okay.
Dancer, whether it's a backup dancer, you know.
There's a lot of money in that.
Number two, a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And number one,
OnlyFans.
A pilot.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Pilot was the number one. I would think that's a miserable job because people are always whining about like whether you're on time or
not. But you get to see the world.
That's true.
It does sound like a cool job.
But being a pilot?
Yeah. I mean, I would
very scary
never
job.
Be able to do it. But you by the way, Greg, tonight I was thinking we go to Grill 23 and get some lo mein in General Gauss.
Curtis, I know you don't understand ordering off menu. It has to be something that they used to have that they have the ingredients for.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to go to Number 9 Park and order a nice Sicilian pizza tonight.
No, that would not be. That's not anywhere near like what ordering off menu is. If they have something, for instance, at Davio's, they have the chicken Milanese at lunch.
Right.
They just don't have it on the dinner menu.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, they have the ingredients.
You can make it.
And the chef is like, hi ho, Greg. Happy to make that for you.
I'm gonna go to Chipotle and ask for a quesalupa. That's what I'm gonna do.
That's not anything. It's really not anything.
Greg,
like
you
at
don't
all.
Have to defend this.
Thank you, Wiggy.
I'm with you on that one because I order off menu all the time.
I order off menu at Sarku of Japan.
Look, you wouldn't go to a place like that and order Italian food. That's not what ordering off menu is.
There's boundaries here.
Just so you have to respect other people's boundaries, Curtis. You're not very good at that.
They give away the free samples. They're so kind.
No, I'm just really, it's nothing like that. But all right. By the way, the ruling, 0% of the people said that's a douche move.
Literally everybody.
Right. Nope. Nobody said douche move. All right. Well, we're going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up.
Okay. And just something, a warning for those that enjoy drinking.
Oh, there's a warning for those who enjoy drinking.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to all that coming up next.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today. All right.